Den här musiken, och känner du igen den här rösten? I don't know if you... Do you understand Swedish?
No.
You don't know what the story Birgit has told us now?
No.
About your biting and kissing performance in Boston many years ago?
I know that this bite is famous.
It's famous, yes. Yeah. Why didn't you bite her? Why didn't you kiss her, after all?
No, because Mr. Bean said to me, buy her. And I tried to buy.
You tried to buy it?
That is
all the story. Oh, yeah, I see. Now you are friends?
Of course.
Or you get...
We was same, always friends.
Mm-hmm. Always, yes. It was, you know.
Do you agree, Mr. Corelli, do you agree that this really was a competition, almost always a competition, sort of competition?
No. Now, the question is this. Seeing with Miss Nilsson is a really problem. Mm-hmm. Because she is the biggest voice that I met in my career.
She has told us the same about you.
No, that is the problem, the thing with him.
We met, I think, in the 58 or 59. Yeah. In one night that one of the ten was sick in the Scala.
Mm.
But this was only... We met in the stage, and maybe we don't look each other because I was so afraid because I was in my first Turandot in the Scala. But after we did... Turandot in the 59, 60, 69, maybe all year, consecutive year.
Yes,
In Scala and Metropolitan.
Metropolitan. Every time you sang, you know, in Turandot, and we sang together, the public, de stod så här av ren spänning. Hur ska det gå? That was a fantastic tension in the performance. The public, they didn't even sit. They were sitting like, they were standing like this.
Is this some sort of, somebody told me many years ago that opera is some sort of sport anyway, in many understanding. Do you feel it as a competition? Now I have really to, well, tonight, my God, no. Do you think like
Milan,
that?
Milan, it is.
No, in Turandot the competition is normal because it's a duo. In other words, she asked me and I must answer, you know. And she sing page to page and I must sing page to page, you know. And she was singing with so big voice that make me really afraid, and I was almost there.
I was
ready to take a breath after, oh my God. I won't say only one thing. I remember one night in the Scala that in the second act they are together, one I see. And this is enigmi sono tre la morte, ta 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 ta, she's in back of me and I am in front. You know, when people try to do one I see, is all of the, I speak for myself, you know, is all effort is in his body. I cannot hear her in back. And I take this I see in front, and I take so long that I turn for see if Missy Nilsson, and she was there with this I see. My God, I cannot, I don't know what to be, and the public came, bah! I remember, it was the night that It's in my...
You were always keeping half an hour longer than I.
Dessa båda världsartister har alltså hela tiden när de har framförallt tagit som något av en tävling. De har varit jättenervösa innan för att den andra skulle hålla längst och högst och så vidare. Och därför gjort sitt bästa bägge två vid alla tillfällen. Så skapas ofta stor konst på
sportens område. Ja, det var hysteri av publiken. De ville ha det där till slut, så det är klokt.
När vi planerade det här programmet så tänkte vi att vi måste låta Birgit möta en av de många stora operatenorer som hon har mött. Och då passade ju väldigt bra med den här historien som du berättade innan, att det blev just Franco. Han är alltså enligt en svensk uppslagsbok en av vår tids största tenorer. Han är vacker, han är dynamisk, han är en fantastisk skådespelare. Han har en viril och sonor stämma. I've just told the audience here, according to Swedish encyclopedia, that this is the natural choice for us to choose one for Birgit to meet among her competitors, if I may use that word. Franco Corelli, it's written, one of the greatest opera singer of our time, very handsome, very dynamic, a strong performer with a virile and virile or virile, you know. And sonorous voice. And after a quotation like that, I think you can't refuse to sing. All right?
All right. I try to sing.
You try to sing, okay.
I came 2 days ago from New York.
Yeah. You have met Tolle Alperen?
Marvelous.
Tolle Alperen. You have met Tolle Alperen. Tolle Alperen is your piano player.
Fantastic.
Tolle Alperen, Jan Höglund och Mr. Fältskog är vår orkester som inte har fått spela mycket i den här serien, men nu ska de fan i mig få göra det. Franco Corelli och signore Tolle Alperen.
Sto sempre accanto, foglia di rosa.
Bin ich ein Mann, aber komm, du mir, mein Herr. tror att detta var en perfekt avslutning. Den här avslutningen visar att endast stora konstnärer kan sjunga och endast stora konstnärer.